The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Yes. Go woke, go broke. Go woke, go broke. Who used to drink Budweiser but don't drink it anymore? Well, I don't drink anymore, period, so doesn't apply to me. But nonetheless, let's see the fallout after they decided to make this clown the spokesperson. Cancellation of Budweiser, Clydesdale event, or Clydesdale, I guess Clydesdale event, comes amid mountain backlash over Dylan, however you want to pronounce it, Mulvaney partnership. A highly controversial partnership with transgender TikTok influencer Dylan Mulvaney has spurred the cancellation of events featuring the iconic Budweiser Clydesdale horses due to jitters over potential backlash to advertisements featuring the biological male in women's garb harking Budweiser Light or Bud Light Weiser? Bud Light Bear? Alright. I should do a do-over. Citing concerns about employee safety, a major Missouri distributor has called off the appearances featuring the majestic animals that have been a fixture in Budweiser ads and promotions for 90 years, appearing in a series of television commercials beloved by generations of Americans and integral part of one of the nation's most recognizable and enduring brands. I'm not going to watch, what is this? This is a YouTube video of Cole Rio and Fox 49. Shall we play it? Why not? Let's play it.
Controversy is now affecting the Ozarks. Some people upset about Bud Light's partnership with a transgender social media star. Good evening and thanks for joining us. I'm Lauren Barnes.
And I'm Mike Landis. Great to see you tonight. Well, now an Anheuser-Busch distributor's event featuring Clydesdale horses was canceled this week, citing employee safety concerns. Fox 49's Parker Padgett live tonight in downtown Springfield. Parker, you spoke to one of those bars affected, and they're not too happy about this.
Yeah, Finnegan's Wake posted on social media that they are disappointed in this cancellation. They say the distributor reached out to them and said that there were threats against their workers. Now, this follows recent events after the beer giant partnered with a transgender influencer, sparking Budweiser boycotts. I talked to other bar owners and LGBT leaders who say this shouldn't be a controversy at all.
It's very disappointing. I mean, I think the Clydesdales was a big deal, and a lot of people were talking it up. I know some of their other visits, around town, I saw texts and emails that people were very excited they were coming. So I think that's really disappointing. They're amazing animals, so I'm disappointed. I was going to go check them out.
Oh, well. That's enough. I don't want to hear any more of it. No more of it. Local Budweiser distributor Will Fisher Distributing decided to cancel all the Springfield Clydesdale showings, citing safety concerns for their employees. According to a statement to KOLR, a Springfield-based television station, it's very disappointing. I mean, I think the Clydesdale was a big deal and a lot of people were talking it up. Local drinking establishment owner Jim Wilson told the outlet, "They're amazing animals, so I'm disappointed. I was going to check them out," which is essentially, I'm just repeating what the video said there. KOLR reached out to Anheuser-Busch, but of course, no further details were provided. the ads featuring the 26-year-old trans activist who also just scored a deal to model women's athletic bras for athletic apparel giant Nike, which is another. These people just don't get it. And some of them don't even care that they're going to lose millions and millions. I talked about this Nike, spitting in the people's face who buy their products. I talked about that on Swell. So again, you can see across your screen if you'd like to follow us on Swell. There it is. Download the Swell app. Follow the username REHDOGG and watch all the fireworks unfold. But the Nike have outraged many consumers of one of America's most popular beer brands as boycotts have been threatened. High-profile celebrities have defied the woke thought police by speaking out against the latest corporate endorsement of sexual deviance, one of them being Kid Rock, who drew both raves and streaks of outrage over a viral video of him shooting up cases of Bud Light with semi-automatic rifle. Nice. Let's see. Here we go. I like this. Let's see if we can play this. After a commercial, of course. Wasn't expecting that commercial. Here we go.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today. Let me say something to all you and be as clear and concise as possible.
Nice.
Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch. Have a terrific day.
Well, there you have it. I don't curse anymore as a Christian. All right, let's cut that. I don't curse anymore as a Christian, but I can appreciate him shooting it up. I can still shoot. But essentially, blank Bud Light and blank Anheuser-Busch, have a terrific day, proclaim Rock, whose real name is Robert James Ritchie, after blowing several of the brand's familiar blue and white cases to smithereens. I love it. Also, expressing disgust over Bud Light's seal of approval for the alternative lifestyle that until recently had widely been viewed by many as being associated with mental illness, which it is, was country music superstar Travis Tritt. I will be deleting all Anheuser-Busch products from my tour hospitality rider. I know many other artists who are doing the same, he tweeted later, posting a list of all the other Bud-related brands that could also be boycotted. And you can see his tweet there, replying, someone named, at TexasBet21, somebody needs to post the list of all related Bud products. It's amazing and surprising. And Travis Tritt obliged and said, here they are. So here they are. If you are into boycotting, I don't drink beer anymore, but even if I did, I don't boycott, but I wouldn't support them anymore. This would be just my own preference. But they do need to hurt their bottom line. I'm not opposed to people boycotting them. So in essence, I am sort of spreading the word here. So we have, if you drink any of these beers and you want to stop drinking them, you can. Budweiser, once upon a time I drank. No more, even if I did. Beck's, once upon a time I drank. Stella, once upon a time, I tried Bass. So there's a lot here. on the list. Busch, that was the first one I tried before. I tried Red Hook before. I liked Red Hook. That was a pretty good brand. That was a microbrewery beer, I think. But nonetheless, you can share it if you like. It's up to you. But in April 1933, August A. Busch Jr. and who? Adolphus Busch III surprised their father, August A. Busch Sr., with the gift of six horse Clydesdale hitch to commemorate the repeal of prohibition of beer. The company states on its website about the history of Budweiser. I don't care about the history anymore. I never did, actually. Even when I drank it, I didn't care about the history. So there you have it. I don't really want to read any more of this. I don't care. They did it to themselves. Go woke, go broke, go woke, go broke. Go woke, go broke, go woke, go broke. Go woke, go broke, go woke, go broke. Go woke, go broke. And there you have it.
Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, a political bomb, so.